I told you this.
You never thought I would have remembered that. It's the Rick Emerson Show, My Chemical Romance. Do I want to get backstage? Of course.
Rick, I didn't know you were that way.
Well, it's all about the right opportunity. So. It's 503-733-2970. Rick, I'm at the listener party. Oh, this is from James the Furry. Do you want the deer head for your display? Yes, we do.
Yes.
The answer to that is a resounding yes, James, or Akbar, or whatever your furry name is.
Yes, Nick.
I'm sure people would like to see the cause of the most uncomfortable hug ever. Oh, and thanks to Joni DeRoshi, by the way, for creating. She took that to the furry hug and she made it into a whatever. She made it into like one of the crazy YouTube things that the kids are watching these days. It's 503-733-2970. Just a moment, we'll be joined by Lucy Reynolds, who will join us on the Rick Emerson Show, and Scotty J, who will join us here in just a moment as well. Ladies and gentlemen, let's pay a visit to the Ministry of Truth, where your personal president, prophet, seer, and revelator lurk.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Why, hello.
I wasn't expecting to be called upon that quickly, and I'm expecting my screen to be in workable condition any moment now.
We'll wait.
That's any moment now.
Well, we'll just sit here.
Well, our top story is Love Behind Bars. Apparently, the guard at one of these prisons had an affair with a lady who was behind bars, and he's in trouble for giving her a kiss. It's unknown if it was just a kiss goodnight. Apparently, a letter has been written to the corrections official. Then a lawyer representing a former Oregon prison food purchasing manager said his client should get his job back because his fire was based on hearsay evidence. Apparently, he received some $675,000 in kickbacks and bribes from three food companies. Nothing but trouble behind bars. Well, life in Hollywood is not a fairy tale for actress Katie Holmes. According to the latest issue of Us magazine, the new Mrs. Tom Cruise is being more and more controlled by her husband. Senior editor Lisa Finkel says Cruise has completely taken over her life. Isn't this an old
story? Her career choices, steering her in various directions. An insider tells us he threatened to take away her credit cards. You know, this is a woman that, you know, has been living what seems to be a really privileged life. And a lot of people are saying it's really just a gilded cage.
Tom Cruise's family has been living in his and wife Katie Holmes' home.
Now his mother, his sister, her kids, and his two kids from his marriage to Nicole Kidman live with them. I mean, that would be a challenge for any newlywed to face.
Really, the bar is...
So it's really quite a challenge for her.
That's creepy.
And the bar is set so low to be an anchor person these days. Really. Who is that woman we were just listening to?
Lisa Finkel.
Some skirt from somewhere? All right, well, whatever. No, seriously. I mean, come on. That's not a real... I know what a journalist sounds like. It's 503... Whatever happened to wrinkly, hard, drinking old men? It's 503-733... Men who smelled like danger. It's 503-733-2970.
Blue smoke in the dame's faces.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dance with the tomato.
Drank their breakfast on the morning.
It's yours.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to that, squad!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, Scotty J, our intrepid PA, joining us now. Hi there, how are you?
Doing great, Rick.
How are you? Why do you talk that way?
Cheese ball.
Seriously, is that how you woo the ladies? Is it that kind of inflection that really that turns the women, makes them sauerkraut in your hands?
No.
Okay. All right. Are you ready? Are you feeling confident?
Lucy gave me that.
Did Lucy? Now let's welcome also to the Rick Emerson Show, Lucy Reynolds, who is the daughter of Susan Reynolds, CBS Radio Portland marketing guru. Lucy Reynolds, how are you? How you doing?
I'm good.
How are you? You look very
She's
nice
adorable,
today.
By the way.
Thank you.
All right. Now I hear you're. Now we hear you're quite a speller. We hear you're a pretty good speller.
Okay.
See, I like the fact that you don't brag either. You're gonna let your spelling do the talking. Now is it? Now do you do a lot of spelling bees at school?
No.
Is it just like a subject you're pretty good at, though, or how do you...
Yeah.
Is that the Susan? Is she going to be at some spelling bee, an upcoming spelling event of some kind?
Yes, her teacher selected her. There's two kids being selected from her class, and she's one of them. So we're thinking she's a pretty good speller.
Well, see, there you go.
This is not fair.
Oh,
you are a 40-year-old man
making excuses already.
With children, Lucy's age, right?
I have a headache.
Lucy, I would like you to take a long look at Scotty, and I would like to now remind you that you should go to college, if at all possible. Go to a real college, study hard, stay in school.
Okay.
There are certain people that you don't want to be like.
Lucy, how old are you? How old is if you're in fourth grade?
10.
10.
I would have thought
Scotty's
you were at least
4
12.
Times her age.
Okay. Scotty, would you like a test word?
No.
All right. Lucy, would you like a test word, or do you feel like you're ready to go?
I'm okay.
All right. Scotty, do you know the format of a spelling bee?
Well, you got to spell it and use it in a sentence and say the word again or something, or what?
Something like that? Okay, so here's the deal. So I will give you a word. When I give you the word, and we will flip a coin here to see where we start. I'll give you the word, say the word, spell the word, say the word. For example, somebody would say to me, Rick, the word is, whatever, I'll just pick one off the list.
Sassafras.
Sassafras. Sassafras. S-A-S-S-A. What did I say, two S's?
That's not a word.
F-R-A-S-S, sassafras. All right,
that is not a word.
It is a phrase. It is a word. Yes, it's in your face, Scotty.
It was a word.
Now you're in for problems. Where is your God now? Isn't sassafras, I'm thinking of sarsaparilla. What is sassafras?
Isn't it one of those long sticky things, like in Palm Springs?
That's correct, young lady.
She even knows what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you have to give up now.
10 points.
Run for the hills.
I need to go back to college.
Oh. You're on your way to winning the DeSoto. Fantastic. All right. Okay, so we're going to flip a coin here because Lucy is our guest today. Lucy, I will let you call. And in honor of the charming young lady in the studio, I'm using a Sacagawea dollar today. All right, so Lucy, call it in the air. Hesitate.
Tails.
It is tails. Boy, you're batting 1,000.
Wow.
So host. All right. Okay. I will give you the word, Lucy. You say the word, spell the word, say the word. Are we all ready?
Yes.
All right. Lucy Reynolds. Fringe.
Fringe. F-R-I-N-G. Fringe.
Oh, sadly no. The word you spelled is fring, which is a funny-sounding word. Don't get me wrong. The correct spelling of fringe, F-R-I-N-G-E. It is close to fring. I should give you points just for fring being funny and rhymable. And plus, you can't really rhyme fringe with anything, so it's kind of a useless word anyway. All right, Scotty.
Yes, Rick.
Oh, don't get confident. I can see that look at you. All right,
are you ready?
Really cocky. Scotty. And by the way, I want everybody to know that these are off a fourth grade spelling bee word list that I've got in front of me here. Don't give me that.
I don't
look.
Trust you.
All right, Scotty.
Scotty J. Correspond.
C-O-R. See, here's where I get stuck.
First of all, you got to say
after the
word.
Third letter.
Yeah. One-fifth of the way in.
All right, here we go. Correspond. C-O-R-R. See, that's the problem. Two R's or two S's.
See, do you understand what I mean when I say...
If these judges were standing down there, I'd be saying the same stuff to the judges there, and they'd tell me to hurry up.
See, you're not really spelling.
Okay, here we go.
I should give you a strike for that right there.
No, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to rock
and roll. You're not ready to go. I'm asked
all this word.
You asked to do three things. Say the word, spell the word, say the word.
You've done
right,
one
correspond.
Of them.
Right?
You can't. Time has nearly elapsed.
I'm going to do it right now.
It's like
ready?
An hour later, and we're still talking about the word.
Here we go. C O R R E S P O N D.
Yes, I shouldn't even guess.
That's correct.
He didn't say it again.
Scotty has
magic.
You
didn't
say the word again. No.
All right, I lose.
No points for anybody.
You're disqualified. We're going to call both of those practice rounds.
Two R's and all that good stuff.
Yep,
that kills me.
I know it.
And the E's and the S's.
That is tough.
And the ABC's.
Even after being told how to do it, you didn't say the word again.
Well, Scotty, at least you're not applying to be a news correspondent.
I used spell check for that.
So she left off an E. You forgot everything about how you were supposed to do it. We're not going to count either of those.
Yeah.
All right. Seamless. All right. All right. God almighty. All right. Lucy.
Yes.
The word is cosmetic.
Cosmetic. C-O-S-M-E-T-I-C. Cosmetic.
Very well.
Yay!
That's correct. You now have 10 points.
Fantastic. All right.
Nope.
All right. Scotty, you ready?
Not really.
All right. Do you remember the format this time?
Say it. Spell it. Say it.
Yeah.
I know it.
Okay. Impatiently.
God, you had to add the L-Y on there. Okay, here we go. I'm playing the game. Impatiently. I am P-A-T-I-E-N-T-L. Wait, stop.
No.
You're laughing. Hey, you're laughing.
No, you're done. It's wrong.
Impatiently.
You added. Why would there be an L and then another N? That would be impatient and E.
Patient. I got to the shint part, right? And then I was going to put the Lee on the end, and you interrupted me.
You said N.
L-E-E.
No. Fine. That's not right either.
I'm not playing. Okay,
no,
I didn't get it.
You said impatient, and then you said L-N. I'm sure. Did anybody else hear it?
Yes, I did.
Lucy and Tim.
And Lucy wouldn't lie.
All right.
And neither would I.
All right.
And the most circumstances.
Lucy wouldn't lie.
Thank you, Tim. All right, Lucy.
Yes.
Enormous.
Enormous. E N O R M O U S. Enormous.
Well done.
Bravo. That's correct.
Good job.
You now have 20 points.
Scotty J.
My words are too hard.
This is a fourth grade.
You put Lee's on the end of them. It's not fair. Okay, go ahead.
The word is, Scotty J, the word is campaign.
You did that to me. So it was camouflage yesterday. Okay.
Those are one of those words.
Cam words.
Okay, I got this one.
They're different
campaign.
Words.
Campaign. C-A-M-P-A-I-G-N-E. Campaign.
No.
No E on the end. Sorry. No E on the end.
Doing so well there for a minute. And by well, I mean almost correct. No.
Does it count?
No.
Scotty has 0 points.
I'm going to take that.
You can't just keep using letters and then carve off what you don't need at the end. It's not a stick. All right. Let's see here. Lucy.
Yes.
Anatomy.
Anatomy. A-N-A-T-O-M-Y. Anatomy.
Okay. Well done.
You now have 30 points.
Do I have any chance of winning this?
No.
Sure.
No.
Of course not.
Out of how many points?
Scotty, you have 0.
Okay, I'm just checking.
All right. Scotty.
Brick.
Don't become sullen.
I hope you're amused this afternoon.
It's not just me, my friend. The word is immersed.
Oh, it's just like everything you say is hard to spell. That is. Okay, immersed. So does it use two M's or two R's or two S's? Let's see, here we go. E?
No. All right.
Are you serious? It's I, huh? I give up.
Time is up.
All right.
Oh, immersed.
All right. Lucy.
Yes.
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian. V-E-G-E-T-A-R-I-A-N. Vegetarian.
Well done.
That's correct. You now have 40 points.
Fantastic. All right. The pain. Scotty. Immediately.
See, you're tricking me with the way you talk, like this immediately thing. You do want to use the E, right?
You gotta stop speaking in English.
No, I gotta.
Just pronunciation.
Spelling the way that you say it, because that doesn't work anymore. So I'm gonna go with an I. M M E A D.
Would you like me to stop you now? Or?
Oh, God.
Well, nope.
It's not two M's, so.
Well, take it again. It won't count, but just make you feel better about yourself.
I am. E.
No.
No?
No.
I give up.
Sarah? Scotty, you failed again.
Pathetic. Well, let's do one more, shall we?
Let's not.
Susan, how are you feeling about your parenting skills right now?
So very proud.
All right. All right. Now, Sarah, do you want to pick the last two so that there's no accusations that Rick is cherry-picking?
Sure.
All right. So the next one is we'll do one more for Lucy, one more for Scotty.
Does it matter where I pick them from?
No.
No, they're all fourth graders. I mean, you can go through and pick whatever.
All right, Lucy.
Yes.
Spell animation.
Animation. A-N-I-M-A-T-I-O-N. Animation.
Well done. That is correct. Well, you now have 50 points.
See, what's really sad about that is I would have given that two N's. A-N-N. So, spelling is not one of my stronger traits.
You don't think we've noticed?
Oh! Snap!
Oh, Scotty. And I can see that he's raining himself.
Next week, it's physics.
You know, I'm just saying, Scotty.
No, don't say it.
Oh, Scotty. All right, Scotty.
I know that it's bad to be taunted by a fourth grader here in this room. I'm just saying it's going to be so much worse later when you're alone and drunk.
All right, Scotty, your last word?
At least I'll be spelling correctly.
I didn't put a Lee on the end of it.
Oh, good.
Congregation.
All right, I should know this one.
Because
he worships in the church of his choice.
Yes. That's right. Congregation. C. Right?
You can't ask.
Unless it's King Congregation.
Oh, that would be with a K then. So, C-O-N-G-R-E-G-A-T-I-O-N, Congregation.
Wait, I could...
No,
it again.
That's it. Spell it again. I'm pretty sure that you misspelled that. One more chance, Scotty.
Okay.
You get another pass because we're feeling generous.
C-O-N-G-R-E-G... A-T-I-O-N, congregation.
Hey, Scotty, that time...
No,
Scotty gets 10 points.
The replay.
I am almost positive.
I'm on the board.
All right, let's do one more.
I am almost positive that you left out the E the first time.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
Lucy's all piling on. Really? Would you like to go...
Do an instant replay.
I don't...
Oh.
Yes, I'll get John Madden in here. Okay, well, this show is being recorded. So I'm pretty sure now... Again, I may be
wrong.
We'll never admit it.
I know how to spell congregation for crying out loud.
Of course. All right. I'm pretty sure.
He's a church going mad.
I'm pretty sure that you left out an E the first time you spelled it. We'll find out. I'm not going to forget.
The name of my church actually has the word congregation in it. You would think I had read that sign several times.
Well, you would think. All right.
All right. I'm giving Scotty one more.
Let's give Scotty one more just to amuse ourselves.
Okay.
Just for self-esteem.
Do I have a chance of winning?
No.
This is not fair.
No, we have some lovely parting gifts.
Oh, excellent.
All right, Scotty. Spell unfulfilled.
Like my life. No. Okay, here we go.
Remember that thing I said about college, Lucy?
unfulfilled.
Say no to drugs and alcohol, too.
Unfulfilled. Sure. U-N-F-U. No, N. I mean, no U.
You cannot take back a U.
Why don't you choose it? If I could write this down, it'd be so much easier. U-N-F-O-F-I-L-L-E-D. Unfulfilled.
And we're done. Thank you.
All right,
Lucy, congratulations. Lucy Reynolds in what I believe to be a shutout, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Check that congregation. All right, Lucy Reynolds, ladies and gentlemen, official spelling champion of the Rick Emerson radio program. You did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Especially your first time on the radio. Thank you, Lucy. Thank you, Susan Reynolds. Susan Reynolds.
And they're shaking hands.
Very civil.
Oh, yeah, you got a picture of the tour.
Picture.
All right. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Show. Don't go anywhere. Back after this with Tim Riley. Seriously.
Rick Emerson radio program. 503-733-2917. Steve Health says, Rick, what's great is that Scotty complained about adding the letters L and Y and how it made the word impatiently more difficult. You know, adding the letters L and Y. He knows the letters you added, and yet those are the letters he screwed up. How can you complain about the letters L, Y at the end of a word and then forget what they are by the time you have to actually use them? I don't know the answer to that. 503-733-2970. Let's see. A fourth grader is too tough. How about I bring in a four-year-old? All right. Rick, thanks, ass, says this email. I was at lunch with one of my bosses from the East Coast when we heard of the lounge when we heard on the lounge television about John Edwards' wife having cancer. When they said cancer, I instinctively said out loud, "Cancer? I barely knew her." It was a reflexive.
That's bad.
It was a reflexive action from listening to you all day and talking along with the show. Thanks for getting me in this bad habit, ass.
Yeah,
it's what I do, sir. Thank you.
That is one of your most annoying habits because I find myself doing it too.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Well, let's do this, then we'll talk to Tim Riley. Eli, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
In a few short years, that could be me getting humiliated by an elementary school child on the air.
Yeah, well, one can only hope to aspire to that.
Yes, and one can only hope for a Rube Emerson presidency, too.
Yeah, that's in the party of get off my back and get off my lawn.
About the Chinese New Year, it's
yes.
The same length as our Earth years. It's just it starts in like the middle of February.
So it's like so it is
February 18th, I guess.
So is it 12 months long? It's just February to February.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Excellent.
I think that's not too different from our Earth years.
Yeah, and also I, you know the what's it? Damn it.
This is really working out well for you.
What the donkey guy? Hold on. Yeah. The isn't that right, donkey guy?
Uh huh.
I know what, if the story was actually real, I think I know what he would have heard in his head. So say the question.
Isn't that right, donkey?
Yes. Yes, Rick. That's right.
Oh, that's creepy. Okay.
Yeah.
And
all right.
We're done.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Bye now. Thanks. Good day to you, sir. Here's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, Tim Riley.
Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards has announced his wife's cancer has returned. Former vice presidential nominee Geraldine Ferraro, who were questioning whether she was alive or dead, is alive and said that she'd open Edwards' eyes to the high cost of health care that low-income people have. Now, how we would know that, I don't know.
John Edwards did not know before how expensive
like she did back like 50 years ago.
The nice thing about it is that he can afford to give his wife everything that she needs. There are lots of people in this country who can't afford it.
Yeah, Saddam Hussein had health care.
Mm-hmm.
Geraldine Ferraro doesn't sound like she's changed at all.
No.
And
she's still around.
Yeah, I wonder if she's still... You know, the weird thing is when I try to picture up in my head... picture up my head. When I try to them picture up there in my head with the looky box. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I crank up the victorial of my mind.
When I try to conjure up a picture of Geraldine Ferraro, you know what comes up in my head?
I don't know.
Your looky box.
My looky box. Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yeah, they do look similar, don't they?
You know what? I got a phone call the other day from Sally Jesse Raphael's people asking me if I would be interested in carrying her new radio program.
Why does she need people?
I don't know. And how many people can Sally Jesse possibly afford at this point? I think it's probably just the same friend slash manager that Tanya Harding has got. Still schlepping her junk around the country. Sally Jesse, it was like, Rick, I'm calling because Sally Jesse Raphael has an exciting new radio program and I thought you'd like to be the first to hear about it.
Send me some hats and I'll think about it.
I said, well, I know. I gave my standard up. Send me a demo! You know, which is the fastest way to get them off the phone. Fastest way to get show brokers others. Send me a demo. Loved it. Gotta go. It's like that what's his name? Who's that? The idiot. Dr. James Dobson. The Focus on the Family creep.
Oh, yeah.
That nitwit. The guy who wrote that book about don't touch yourself or God will cut off your penis and you'll go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
He has a radio show. Him and Phyllis Schlafly on back to back. Here's Tim Riley. Anyway, so Sally Jesse Raphael.
radio show looks like Shirley Ferraro.
Dina Lowen says her daughter Lindsay is an alcoholic, and the people are wrong to assume that she herself is a club-hopping party mom. Oh, the party mom, the party mom, the party mom, says she. Whoever said that, my ex-husband or whatever, I'm not a party mom. Listen to me. Lindsay would drag me, literally drag my loser butt to a club and say, I need you to know who these people are, said Miss Lowen, interview in Harper's Bazaar on a newsstand next Tuesday. Yeah, she trusts my judgment. She's been such a whirlwind. She's a tornado. I mean, we're talking about a serious earthquake, you know?
Excellent. She is, in fact,
she's brilliant.
She is not a partying, club-hopping party mom.
Lindsay had to fall and get up. I knew it was coming. I told her, but it was finally like, Mommy, I had to do it myself.
Just sounds creepy. That's what your daughter says after she learns to wipe correctly the first time.
I'm a big girl now!
All right. Her mom is, in fact, a hobo-humping slobo babe, though, for those who are keeping track. Am I the only one who remembers that? Okay. What was that look? So a whole lot of you chose poorly.
I just, Dina Lowen, I wish she'd go away. I dislike her a lot.
All right. Do you wish you'd die in a fire?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
No, it's too late. You're like Scotty. You can't choose a U and then take it back.
L-Y.
Jesus, this email says, I think we're all in the Matrix and that fourth grader is the one. Don't be surprised if she starts levitating and kicking ass in the studio. She was sort of, I mean, she just couldn't be rattled either. She was pretty, here's the thing. I thought she might crack after she blew the practice
Me too. I was getting a little worried because her face got red and
I know, I'm like,
sad.
I was, and if Scotty had made a fourth grade girl cry, we would have had to, I mean, then we would have felt bad. We would have had to feel bad about that forever. Here's Tim Riley.
So let's get back to talking to our good friend, Lisa Finkel, of Us Weekly magazine, who says, Katie Holmes was not doing anything to deserve Tom Cruise's controlling ways.
Katie has, you know, made no secret about the fact that she, the good old-fashioned, you know, person wanted to get married, wanted to be a mother, and, you know, she very much wants to be a good wife and wants to have this relationship work.
He is known for having a dependent personality.
She's always sort of had this tendency to be a bit passive, but, you know, she never really liked making the decisions and has sort of always gravitated towards people who can make those decisions for her.
All because of that, her life is ruined.
That's way better than mine. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Let's all ignore the loss of fidelity as I walk around the studio to hand the top five list to Tim.
No. Oh, this sounds
good. Hey, why don't we do the top five, Tim? Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Four,
okay.
3, 2, 1, fire! Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness. Counting is ecstasy. I love to count, don't you?
Here's Tim Riley with today's... Oh, there's no introduction written up.
These are the top five James songs.
I guess there's no...
Scotty was too busy.
Well, Scotty was too busy boning up on his spelling. There's no introduction. Scotty, you don't have to come in here. In fact, please
I've
don't.
Already noticed one error.
Really?
I'll read it as it's written.
Scotty, why did you create this list of top five Jane songs? Scotty, why did you create this list? Is there a Jane?
Why?
I felt it needed to be heard, H-U-R-D. I can't top that. All right, here's Tim Riley with the top five Jane songs, according to Scotty J.
An honorable mention from Tom Petty, it's The Last Dane with Mary Jane.
At least it rhymes. And it's Mary Jane's Last Dance. Last Dane with Mary Jane. This is a pretty great song. Red Hot Chili Peppers ought to thank their lucky stars this song was written. They wouldn't have had anything to steal that stupid song.
Californication?
Which is totally... Is it Californication or is it... It's not Californication. It's the new one, which is not... Which sounds just like that, though. Or is it California? You know, all their songs sound the same now.
Yeah.
It's infuriating. Is it Danny California? Is that the name of that song? Right. What is the name of the new Red Hot Chili Pepper single? It's not Californication.
You could have a gun to my head and I couldn't deal with it.
I've heard it a million times. Seriously, they're only capable of writing mid-tempo ballads about California now. That's all they can do. Gotta keep moving. This is a great song. Great video, too. Kim Basinger, hottest corpse ever.
Yes, when she's floating under the water.
Beautiful. And then he's like putting her in a wheelbarrow or whatever, and he's all like skulking away. Beautiful video. Great song, too. And you got to admire the fact that this is a throwaway song, too. This was a bonus track on a greatest hits collection. And, you know, no one ever cares about those songs. Fantastic. Top five Jane songs, according to Scotty J.
At number five, the Bare Naked Ladies and Jane.
I don't know this song.
I don't either.
I don't know this song.
I don't really know the Bare Naked Ladies. I just know that Lovers in a Dangerous Time thing, and then the way he wraps up the X-Files.
The girl was that lipstore, sweet Jane.
Speaking of that Starbucks record label, this should totally be on the Starbucks record label. You know what's great? I'm not a Bare Naked Ladies fan as such, but I got to tell you, they put on a great show. I saw them with Alanis Morissette a couple years ago in Clark County. And we were kind of there for them, not for her. They put on a really great show. I'm not a big fan of the music, but they put on a great concert. They did like this thing where they were doing this synchronized dance with shopping carts. And they have a great documentary, too, that I think Jason Priestley did called Bare Naked in America that's really good. Great harmony. Top five Jane songs, courtesy of Scotty J.
At number four, the Cowboy Junkies with Sweet Jane.
Well done. Boy, what? Okay. Fantastic. Well done, Scotty. I take back some of the things I've said about you. Oh, well, you talk about a woman I'm just in love with because of the way she sings. Margot Simmons here. This is from the Trinity Sessions. Lou Reed, this is a Velvet Underground song. Lou Reed has actually gone on record saying that this is a better version than the Velvet Underground version, and he's correct about that. This entire album was recorded in a church sitting around one microphone. There's one microphone, all gathered around in a circle, playing. I think they did it all in like two takes, too, the entire album. It's a great record. I believe the Trinity Sessions also has the song Misguided Angel, which is like one of the most beautiful post-country songs of all time. Oh, what a great voice. We've got, hold on, let's take this call here. Craig, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers' new song is called Slow.
Is that the one that sounds like they ripped off Tom Petty?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, screw them.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. All right, thank you for clearing that up, sir. All right, there you go. I do like that Californication song. It's just that everything they do sounds like that. All right, it's top five Jane songs, courtesy of Scotty J.
Number three, Le Guns and the Ballad of Jane.
Le Guns. Like a guns, like a gay French gym. Welcome to the guns. We will mold you and sculpt you in ways you cannot even imagine. The guns. It's like a boutique weapon store. Would you like some wood months? You like something in a derringer. Hey, is this the part where I mispronounce my own name? I wish that was on tape.
That was gold. I know. I wish that too.
Somebody's probably got it on tape. There was probably some idiot with a cell phone. Who's got Rick Emerson introducing LA Guns? Except it wasn't that. It was Bullet Boys. It was before the Bullet Boys that I mispronounced my own name. I'm Rick Emerson.
And the second one you kind of choked too.
Well, because what's his name? Bastard. Because what's his... Because... Never mind. I don't know you an ex... I don't know you anything! Because no one had told the singer for LA Guns that I was going to be introducing them, you know, that we were going to be out there and doing a whole thing.
Not to mention the fact that we were going to be backstage. I felt like such, like, totally out of place.
Totally.
It was cool.
It was cool. It was like being in a time portal. This is a great song, though.
Yes.
Yeah. ballad. I could do a whole thing, which I will not, about the power ballad, though, in the 80s. Pardon me. Right. I had a cough button right here.
You should put your face directly in front of it.
Instead, I just cough directly into the microphone.
I give old gold to all my friends to listen.
Sorry about that. Wait. Now I feel the need to use the cough button. All right, there you go.
At number two, it's Jane's Addiction with James Day.
Moving on. I was going to make a whole point about power balance, but then I coughed a big hair right into the microphone. Sorry.
That's gross.
I know I'm supposed to like... I know I'm supposed to like Jane's Addiction. I just don't.
How can you not?
Are you a Jane's Addiction fan? Really? You know, Jeff McGinley loves you. Everybody loves James.
I know.
Like hero. Really?
Yes.
I know it's me. That's the thing. The thing with James Addiction is I am fully aware that it's not you or them. It's me. If there's something wrong with me that I don't appreciate, here's what it is.
So LA.
It is. It's so of that time, too. That Nothing is Shocking record, it is so of its time. You could not
minimum wage and have a door slammed in your face.
Being told, no. I remember that, just the beginning of that alt-rock explosion, like the Lollapalooza era, the Alternative Nation era. And when I think of records that sum up the Alternative Nation time, this is right at the top of the list. Maybe the definitive alternative album of that time.
And a cool album cover.
It's a great album cover with the models on fire and the...
Yeah.
I think the well was sort of poisoned for me with Jane's Addiction, though, because I had all my friends, before I ever heard them, my friends just kept telling me how much they sounded like Led Zeppelin. That was the thing. All I ever heard is like, oh, you got to hear Jane's Addiction. They sound just like Led Zeppelin.
Nobody needs friends like that.
Yeah, and then I heard it. I'm like, this doesn't sound... And, of course, I was riding my, like, metal mullet fade. I'm like, this doesn't sound anything like Zeppelin. You're stupid, you know. I'll never listen to it again. I will hate them forever. And then I kind of later I learned to appreciate the, But I kind of missed the whole era. Kind of sad. Top five Jane songs of all time, according to Scotty J.
And number one comes from the Jefferson Starship with Jane.
Oh, God. When you can't find Baker Street as a show intro. Scotty, why would you do this? Why would you put this at number one above Jane's Addiction, above the Cowboy Junkies?
It's Scotty J.
Oh, come on.
It's a block party weekend.
Seriously. that is not right. Okay, well, that's kind of cool, though. I haven't really heard this song in forever, because I only hear the first 15 seconds, because I hear it. KGON, block party weekend. Dun, 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 me. Boom, gone. That's not bad. Riff, which Scotty's referring to as the mid-riff, is actually pretty great. Well, before we break here, let me just turn this down. Hey, Mark, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick, I wanted to know if you knew Gene Simmons was going to be in Portland tomorrow.
In Portland for what?
He's going to be on AM Northwest.
No!
Yeah, Channel 2 News, and I'll tell you who... you know the sports radio channel you guys swapped with?
Yes.
There's a guy on there, he's a host called, his name is Big Fook.
Yeah.
And he is filling in for the guy that's normally on AM Northwest tomorrow.
Oh, that ain't right.
So, you know, I was thinking, I bet with Gene and Simmons in town, and you know he's a big whore for selling his stuff, I bet you could get him on your show.
Yeah, he's pretty much, if he thinks he can make 50 cents on it, he'll do it.
You know it, man.
All right, thanks for the tip, brother.
Take care, Rick.
There you go, that's Mark. Okay.
And Rick, you know not only Gene Simmons is going to be in town tomorrow, but you know who's going to be in the building? Well, you know, because...
Danny Bonaducci.
I'm going to get a picture with that guy.
Now, I'm unclear, but see, now I don't know whether...
I don't know what point he is in his mental stability, which is kind of scary to me.
Too many things happening at once here. Big, now
okay,
we
first
should,
of all, A, you need to call in your favorites with Kristen right now.
Totally.
And see if you can get an AN.
And I can't, I'm not really supposed to talk about it because of CBS's draconian conflict of interest rules. But, you know, I'm working at the Bigger Than Jesus guys and I and, you know, Chris Morris and so forth. We're working on this new outside project that I can't really describe. But it does involve Gene Simmons. It does involve Gene Simmons, though, in a sort of a way. Part of it is about Gene Simmons.
Everything in your life involves Gene Simmons in some kind of
yes,
way.
Yes, it does. Thank you. And we should say that we mended fences with Big Sook a long time ago. You know. Oh, what's that look for? Oh, I'm sorry. I mended fences with Big Sook.
No, he's just fine.
No, he's a nice guy. I'm just saying it's wrong that through some quirk and fate, he gets to interview Gene Simmons tomorrow. That's not right. What about Rick? When does Rick Emerson get to wet his beak? Huh?
Oh,
you knew it was coming.
I knew it.
Okay, well, I got to call in every favor I've ever had. Oh, and then fifthly, or whatever, Danny Bonaducci. I don't know if he's actually going to be in the building tomorrow, because the thing is, I got to turn this Jefferson Starship off, and then we got to break.
Oh, it's pretty great.
Now, fine. All right, start it from the beginning. The hell was I saying? Oh, Danny Bonaducci. So, he is going to be on the Marconi show tomorrow because they're going to be, fathom this, Danny Bonaducci's into this thing called Bonaducci Boot Camp. It's actually pretty cool. But it's Marconi, Big Jim, and Christine Levine. And they're not a show that works out a lot. And so I believe tomorrow the deal is they're all going to be at a gym, and Danny Bonaducci, who's like born again hard, as they say in Full Metal Jacket, he's all ripped and whatnot, is going to be putting them through the paces and have to work out for like a solid hour on the air.
Man.
And then there's like a comedy boot camp too, where you go to, it's like at the Thirsty Line, where he's up on stage, and then you got to come and like try your comedy against his. It's actually kind of a cool thing. But I don't know if he's going to be in the building or not.
Oh, I hope so. You told me that he was.
Well, I know he's going to be on whatever. I know he's going to be on KUFO, but I'm unclear about whether he's actually going to be in the building. I'm going to figure it out. All right. It's 503-733-2970. All right, take a break. We'll come back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. Saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Don't forget tomorrow, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. Let's see. What do we have here? We got a couple calls and then close it out. Like us next, Donna Mike at 7. This is Zach on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? What do you got?
I had an idea for your listener party game coming up. Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, going back into the day, I used to hang out at the Tri-Cities myself.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well,
no one really hangs out in the Tri-Cities. You're just sort of incarcerated there by forces beyond your control.
Well, when your mom's from Zilla, and the only place with a water park is the Tri-Cities, you hang out at the Tri-Cities.
Okay, fair enough. Fair point. All right.
So anyhow, I was thinking a good name for the listener party would be the Emerson Strikes Back.
Emerson Strikes Back. Didn't I think somebody recommended this for the last one? I think when we did the one at Sabala's last year. Let me write it down, though. Emerson. I think I've still got the list of suggestions from last time. Emerson Strikes Back. All right. It does lend itself to an eye-catching logo, my friend. All right.
It does indeed. It does indeed. All right. And it's appropriate for the nature of the show.
All right. Thank you, Zach.
All right, thank you, Rick, and keep doing what you're doing.
All right, thank you. There you go.
And we need to find something that ties in the history aspect, too, as well as, you know, because we're going to have all of our paraphernalia over the past, you know, few years.
By paraphernalia, by the way, we just mean various artifacts. By paraphernalia, we mean syringes and tie-off tubes. It's 503-733-2970. Ryan, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
I was wondering if at the party you could have some kind of way of having, like, all the promos and everything so people listen to them.
Ooh, that could, like, be the background soundtrack?
I don't understand.
Well, you know, like all your the things that you have Scotty J pull out for your promos, or the
like the sound bites, or the drops.
Yeah, that and like all like the like the comments that you guys used to have, you know, the little sounders that you have. That,
right. Yeah,
it's so going all the way back.
I think, well, because we're doing like sort of a history of the show theme with this, because it is the 10th party. I think somebody had mentioned having like a little sound booth, almost like a little audio booth where you could hear little snippets of the show and the way it developed over the years. So that might be a way to do that.
And for the name of it,
yes.
What about Where in the Hell is Tim Savage?
Right. Oh, there, thanks.
Maybe he'll be there.
Thanks for ending it on an up. Thanks for that. I could read this one about bone cancer throughout your entire skeleton. Let's read that, shall we?
Yeah,
I'd like to end the show in sort of kind of a feeling.
You know what? You talked to Dennis Miller today.
Hey, Rick, it's true. How great was that? Rick, my stepfather once had, I guess you only get it once, my stepfather had bone cancer throughout his entire skeleton. He found an oncologist who prescribed an industrial-strength chemotherapy, and he became cancer-free. Not remission, cancer-free. Died 2 years later from heart failure brought on by the chemotherapy. There you go, kids. It's 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. You can also email us, rick@rickemerson.com. We'll be back at 11 a.m. tomorrow. But I talked to Dennis Miller today, which is good. That is a happy place to be. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah Stone for AM 970 Solid State Radio. The newsroom, Tim Riley. Scotty J is our PA and contest loser. Our gatekeepers, Dave Zinn. Like us next. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. Be safe. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.